Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everybody back to the California Coastal Commission and begin by thanking the environmental groups yesterday for quite a lovely reception at the end of the day. It's always really pleasant when we're at a commission meeting like this to be able to meet those folks who live here who care so much about the coast and the environment and the people who live in the local area. And it's really nice for us as commissioners to just be able to relax and socialize with them and with our own staff. So I thank all of them very much. And I would like to thank staff for putting together this morning's tour. I know that it always takes much more work than it looks like when you get there, but it looked like you just got us a bus and we got on and drove around, but I know it takes a lot more than that, and it is a wonderful, they're laughing at me. But it is a really, really good way to get to see parts of the coast that you're not familiar with, to actually see those places that come before us. It certainly gives a much better feeling of the area, and so it was a pretty fabulous day. And thanks for the weather in particular. That made it even better. So with that,
Madam Chair, could I make a comment briefly as
yes.
the host county?
Yes.
I do appreciate it. I, too, wanted to thank the staff and thank the ranching community and the environmental community, our parks department, and, of course, all of the significant volunteer organizations that surround around these different aspects of our West Marin community. We are really fortunate to have this remarkable piece of the earth. We share it with both federal, state, water agency, and private owners, but we're all trying to take care of it for the same reasons. So I think it's great that commissioners took the field trip today, got to see not only the natural beauty, but also the community beauty. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Thank you. It was great. And so now, taking things out of order, we'll have ask Ms. Miller to call the roll.
Commissioner Blank.
Here.
Commissioner Bochco.
Here.
Commissioner Brennan.
Here.
Commissioner Kinsey.
Here.
Commissioner McClure.
Here.
Commissioner Norvell.
Here.
Commissioner Resnick.
Here.
Commissioner Stewart.
Here.
Chair Schellenberger.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Staff, are there any changes to the agenda?
Yes, there are, Madam Chair. There's four changes to report. Distributed a memorandum that lists these changes, but basically what they are, on page 12 of the agenda, item number 8A, the application of Union Pacific, is moving to consent. Also on page 12, agenda item 9A, the amendment of the Crescent City Harbor District, that's moving to consent as well. And then on page 13, the consistency certification, agenda item 11A, for Caltrans, that has been withdrawn. And then similarly, on page 13, the consistency determination for the U.S. Marine Corps, item 11B, has also been withdrawn. And I'll take the opportunity to mention to members of the public that are here that if they wish to address the commission, they'll need to fill out a speaker slip, which they can find on the table at the entry to this room here. That table also contains various addenda for today's items and a binder with previously published staff reports. And I'd also like to remind people to please put any cell phones on quiet mode or turn them off to avoid disrupting the meeting. Thank you.
Bless you.
Madam Chair, I would just also add there is no enforcement report today. We had anticipated the afternoon being much longer, so we had cut that.
Okay.
So we do have public comment following.
Do we have any speaker slips? No speaker slips for the public comment? All right. In a minute, we'll have one. That's all right. It's okay. Take a deep breath. Relax. Breathe in, breathe out, you know.
See what a field trip does? Why? Well, let's have one.
We're just taskmasters, that's all.
Steve, I wanted to thank you for not polluting the visual environment.
You can fill it out later. Just you come on.
Signs, unlike your opponent.
Yeah.
He's been sponsored by the Sierra Club to
she, yeah.
Excuse me.
Okay, we just have two very short items. Is that right? So let's go ahead, and we will do public comment at the end of our short day. Thank you. Oh, is she here? Sorry. So, go ahead. I didn't realize you were in the room.
But you know what? Go ahead with the short item.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, that brings us then to the North Coast portion of the agenda. And there were two handouts that were distributed to you last night at the hotel and this morning, including a pink addendum for the North Coast District Deputy Director's Report, and then also a staff addendum for the Union Pacific item 8A. The District Director's Report, the pink addendum, contains one permit waiver for your consideration, and we're aware of no controversy involving this item, and so we'd recommend that the Commission concur with the Executive Director's determination to grant the waiver.
Any unwillingness or unanimous concurrence? Seeing none, we concur.
And as I went through the agenda changes, I noted that there were two items moving to the North Coast consent calendar, and those include item 8A, the application 1-11007 from Union Pacific Railroad, as well as item 9A, the permit amendment request from the Crescent City Harbor District. And for the benefit of those in the audience who might be here for those items, these items will now be heard as part of the consent calendar, where the hearing will be limited to the issue of whether either should be removed from the consent calendar. And if they are, the items will revert to their original place on the agenda for a full public hearing. The Union Pacific Railroad project involves the removal of by excavation of offshore sediments and upland soils that are contaminated by hydrocarbons and heavy metals on a site in an industrial part of the Eureka waterfront. I just want to identify that we do have the addendum made a number of changes. Many of them are very minor and were resulting from discussions with the applicant. We believe that they are appropriate condition changes and the applicant is in agreement. The second item is the Harbor District application, as I mentioned. So we're aware of no controversy on either of these items as well. And so we'd recommend that upon the close of the consent calendar public hearing that you approve both applications with the recommended special conditions as modified in the case of Union Pacific with the changes in the staff addendum.
Okay, thank you. Are there any ex partes on either of the consent items? Seeing none, Commissioner Kinsey, did you have a question for staff?
Bob, I just would ask the question, you briefly went over it. You said many of the modifications that moved it from hearing onto the consent calendar had to do with minor changes. Could you just sort of in a broad way describe the kinds of things that get addressed that can move a project from a full commission hearing? Broadly, I'm not talking, how we were able on this instance to be able to achieve that.
Well, generally, when the applicant is in agreement with the staff recommendation, we'll often recommend that an item be moved to consent. And there were a number of concerns and questions that the applicant had in the Union Pacific case, and the kinds of changes that we discussed were mainly having to do, for the most part, with the timing of submittals of various plans. We normally would require submittal of plans needed to address special conditions prior to issuance of the permit, but there was concern over the very tight project schedule. They need to start construction in 3 weeks in order to be able to complete it all this year and avoid exposing the environment to another year of contamination. And that certainly was our goal as well, to try to accommodate that. So we found a way to change some of the conditions where plans for later phases of construction that wouldn't occur till later in the summer could be submitted later on. So there were changes in the timing. There were also some clarifications of some of the standards and some of the monitoring methods for the various kinds of monitoring reports. We think that they ended up being fairly minor, but they made a big difference in terms of the applicant's ability to follow through and deal with things in a timely manner.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Charles?
I was just going to add that there were a number of conditions that we had that they were not comfortable with, but ultimately they came to terms with, so we could move it to consent. But we didn't make any changes on those.
Right. No, I think that, you know, I wanted to acknowledge this as an opportunity that we had to work within a trust factor to provide flexibility while still holding on to a very strong set of special conditions in addition to the regular ones. But it allowed this project to move within a tighter time frame. And I think that we are so often criticized for how time-consuming it is to move through that when we have an opportunity to show that we are able to move that, we should at least be acknowledging it. Thank you. I wanted to. Thanks.
Is there an unwillingness or unanimous yes vote on the consent calendar? Oh, I need a motion.
So moved.
So moved by Commissioner Brennan, seconded by Commissioner McClure.
Yes.
Any unwillingness for unanimous yes vote? Seeing none, we deem them approved.
And that brings us to energy and federal consistency items. And all I have to report to you today is one de minimis waiver. We have not received any comments on this matter, and so we recommend that you concur in the executive director's determination to issue this as a waiver.
Any unwillingness for unanimous concurrence? Seeing none, we concur.
And that concludes, so you can now go to public comment.
Okay. Vanessa, do I have a speaker slip? This is the time for public comment to address things that are not on the agenda. If you could give us your name for the record, and when after your 3 minutes, if you would please fill out a speaker slip and give it to Ms. Miller.
Okay. Thank you. My name is Marianne Spradling from Pacific Grove, and I'm here to talk about an issue that came up at your meeting in March. My property is the one that's got that little pink line, and our deck overlooks this yellow area. One of the things that I wanted to mention is that I'm going to be in a position now of having to make out a revocation of permit because the 6 months for which we were supposed to be noticed, there were no signs at all. Anyhow, it was on the consent agenda on March 8th, and it was passed. The problem here is that the notice was to be placed on the property for 6 months, never there. With the exception, Mike Watson was there for 1 hour of one day in October, and he saw it, but that does not mean, and he was with, of course, the clients or the applicants. The only warning that neighbors had was the announcement of the meeting 8 days prior, and I had a scheduled flight on March 7th and would not return until a week later. When I spoke to Mike that there had never been a notice posted, he said he would call the architect and have him post it upon. And you know, upon my return, the notice was posted. One of the things, I'll be showing that later, we made good effort in the short period of time with 6 letters, and I had photos of the post not being, or rather it was a telephone post, that was not indeed posted. There is some misleading information on the cover letter. It states, for example, that this is the cover letter of the permit application. It states that the Architectural Review Board approved this in 2009. I was on the Architectural Review Board for about 4 years, and the Architectural Review Board has no purview over public land. So this is misleading. I've got to do a lot of homework in terms of finding out why that got translated here. In addition, it also states that what they're going to do is replace 2 runners with a permeable and the permeable pavers and restore 5,930 square feet of dune habitat. Now that sounds very good, And this was recommended by the staff. But in reality, what I've shown to you here is the yellowed area is the area that the lower area, that one, is where they actually added sand to it. I will have pictures of that for you with no permits. This was done in 2007. So they created a larger...
Thank you very much. Thank you.
May I add one thing?
One thing, yes.
Okay. I would like to have Dan Carl... I'd like to deliver this personally to Dan Carl to tell him all the details.
You're free to do that. Thank you.
Already. Thank you.
So that is the only... And please fill out a speaker slip, if you would.
And, Madam Chair, just for your information, we looked into the noticing questions that were raised at the time of that item, and we didn't find any inconsistencies or errors in that noticing then. We did report the questions, but consequently the project was reported as a waiver.
Okay, thank you.
Question to the Chair, just on procedure.
Yes.
Director Lester, for someone who has an issue of something we've already approved, the only way to deal with it in a commission would be a full revocation hearing. Mm-hmm. Would that be correct? I mean, what I just thought I understood this public comment was about something we approved in March. Is that correct?
It was, yes. We reported the project as a waiver or immaterial amendment. I can't recall exactly which, but as a minor project.
Right.
Ms. Spradling had raised concerns to us about noticing as well as substance on the project prior to the meeting, and we looked into all of those questions and felt like it still should be reported.
But the only way for a commission to deal with something that already happened would be a revocation hearing.
I think that's correct. I'd have to check with legal on the,
Council,
the precise application
is that correct?
Revoking a waiver. The permit requirement was waived, so I'm not sure whether revocation regulations would apply in that case.
Yeah,
no, I'm sorry. The time is up.
Yeah.
Okay, this is
can I just ask the commenter? Was it? You can't ask a commenter. Good. Then I'm just asking process for a commission. I'm just curious when someone raises an issue of something that's already done. What's a?
Well, generally speaking, reconsideration or revocation is the two avenues.
Are they separate? Is reconsideration and revocation two separate things, or is it the same synonym?
Reconsideration is within 60 days,
30.
Or 30 days, the applicant wants to have the commission reconsider
the
what
applicant.
It did. That's correct.
Ah, so and obviously the applicant wouldn't want to do this.
Revocation is can be brought. I don't think there is a time limit.
There isn't, as long as it meets the requirements in the regulations.
Got it.
Revocation.
So that's the only thing. If this happened to be egregious, I was just sitting here trying to figure out what the process is for commissioners.
Well, we can work with Ms. Spradling.
Yeah, I just was curious. And thank you. Well, let us all go home.
Okay.
I was just informed that we do need a closed session, apparently.
All right. And before that, I believe you wanted to talk with us about the location of January.
I did have one meeting, one item. It's been brought to our attention that the July meeting in San Diego overlaps with the Comic-Con conference, which apparently completely overwhelms the San Diego area. And although we have a bead on hotel for the commission, there's concern that the public won't be able to find a place to stay, and it'll be completely oversubscribed. So we would like the ability to consider some flexibility in that location for July. We do think it needs to be in Southern California, but since we set the agenda a year ago, you set the agenda as the San Diego area, we think we need your agreement on that to give us the ability to potentially change that location and notice it far enough in advance.
So moved.
And is it all right to make a motion on that?
Well, you can give us direction.
It isn't noticed,
right.
So I think we perhaps can't take a motion. So
I think a direction would be sufficient, and then hopefully by next month we would have an idea what the location would be, and we're also bringing back next year's calendar, so we could do that all at the same time.
So as well as holidays, you can also put this, whatever it is, on the calendar to avoid. Is there anybody who objects to giving staff direction to look for an alternative place in Southern California?
Toughest decision we're going to make today.
That's it. I think you've got it. All right. With that, I believe we are done other than a closed session, and we'll come back afterward to report out on closed session, Vanessa? Is there something else? No. Okay. So we'll go to the room down the hall that we were in yesterday for closed session. Let's roll it. All right. Thank you. Ms. Meltzer?
Thank you. Reporting out of closed session, in the matter of City of Malibu versus California Coastal Commission, the Coastal Commission received litigation information. Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Lester, are we?
We are finished. Right. We're meeting next month in Huntington Beach.
So all right,
thank
great.
Thank you all very much.
All right, thank you. Travel safely, and we'll see you next month. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you.